Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to 5 things you already know about Valentine's Day and how to put them into action here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm so happy to be here with you today on the Day of Love. Today is a day of hearts and chocolates and Cupid and all kinds of things, and we're going to be discussing 5 Valentine's Day truths that we all know on some level, but that can be really hard to remember, and learning how we can put those truths into action so we can have more love in our lives all year long. If you have questions or comments about anything that we are talking about today, or if you want to share your favorite way to spend Valentine's Day, you can call in at 646-716-9397. And we also have chat activated, so if you look at the place where you are tuned in, you should be able to log into the chat, and you're able to type in there anonymously as well. So as I said, I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I help 30-somethings who aren't where or who they thought they'd be with their careers and their relationships and their lives. So if you're like a lot of 30-somethings, you might be experiencing what I call 30-something panic and feeling like you should have, quote-unquote, figured it all out by now. And what we'll do is use that panic to create what you want in your life. And that could be navigating one or more major transitions, like a career change or a breakup or a big move. I also help 30-somethings really focus on creating and nurturing relationships. So I live in Philadelphia, and I do most of my coaching over the phone, which means that I get to work with people all over the world. I love that. And you can check out my website at www.carriespaulding.com. That's CarrieSpaulding.com. And I love to hear from listeners. To tell you a little bit more about the Life Coach Radio Network in general, the network consists of coaches from all over the world. We also have an international sister network as well and a Life Coach chat channel. You can find out more about all of our channels at Life Coach Radio Networks with an S at the end, .com. We have shows on almost every single day, usually more than one show each day, and so many interesting topics and really fantastic experts in all kinds of different areas. So I encourage you to look around and check those out. Before we jump into our topic today, I want to announce our 30-day challenge contest winner. So in my last show, I announced the 30-day challenge contest, which was to share your 30-day challenge and enter to win 2 coaching sessions with me. And there were 3 ways to enter. You could tweet to me at @SpaldingCarrie, or you could comment on the 30-something coach Facebook page, which is facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, or you could email me at carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. And we had some really fantastic entries. Most of them ended up being by email. I wonder if people might feel a little shy about sharing their challenges super publicly, but it was great to hear from people in email, and it was really hard to pick a winner, but that said, the winner is Joshua Melman, and Josh, you can contact me at carrie.spaulding@gmail.com to schedule your session. So I'm very excited to work with you, and I'm excited for all of you. Even if you didn't win the challenge, know that I'm cheering you on and excited to hear any updates from you. So feel free to shoot me an email or reach out on social media and let me know how your challenge is going. And stay committed to that, even though we will not be working together on it. So today we're going to talk about Valentine's Day, and it is Valentine's Day. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but I am starting to feel the cabin fever here on the East Coast. It is absolutely wintry weather out there, and it's a good day to kind of cozy up and think about how we can love and show love in our lives on this very cold winter day. If you're listening from somewhere warm, I hope that you're appreciating it. So we're going to be talking about things that most of us know but can be hard to really remember. And the first is, it's just another day. So this is said sometimes bitterly, as in, I don't understand why everyone is buying into all this Valentine's Day crap, grumble, grumble, moan, moan, it's just a stupid day, it's just a day, I don't get it. And sometimes it's said comfortingly, as in, you know, it's just another day, no need to feel bad if I don't have a partner, or, you know, there are some people who just, without a lot of emotion attached to it, don't really feel one way or the other that strongly about Valentine's Day. So all holidays have the potential to stir us up because they can act as markers in our lives. So whether it's, you know, another Valentine's Day alone or another Christmas and my life is still right where it was before, or maybe it's a tough day. Maybe you are in a relationship and Valentine's Day is hard because you feel like you're kind of performing a level of romance and love that maybe you're not actually right now. And so it can just be a lot of pressure. And holidays in general, just know that it's really normal to kind of feel triggered and to feel stirred up by the fact that it's a holiday. And on Valentine's Day in particular, we are surrounded with symbols of romantic partnership. And it can feel really, really hard sometimes, whether you're in a partnership that's not feeling like that picture-perfect love that you think you should have or that other people think you have, or whether you're single and don't want to be, or maybe you're even really happily single and you just kind of feel fed up with the bias toward coupledom you see out there. This is all really understandable, and know that loneliness, jealousy, sadness, anger, these are emotions that just get stronger when we try to push them away. So it's really natural. A lot of times those are feelings that people feel like either they shouldn't have or they wish they didn't have. And so in dealing with that, we sometimes just try to push them out, push the loneliness away or push the jealousy away or the sadness. And what tends to happen with those kinds of emotions when we push them down is that they just get stronger and they just get bigger. And if you are having a rough time today or on any other day, the first step is to really accept that and be patient with yourself and be patient with your feelings. And, you know, you can just acknowledge that for yourself, that that's how you're feeling. And for tips on how to do that from four really smart and pretty hilarious people, check out, there are some interviews on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/30somethingcoach, where, or you can just search Carrie Spaulding on YouTube as well, and you'll find it, where these are two very different interviews, but we talk about how to manage these really intense feelings or how do you deal with it when you feel like you're feeling in a way that you don't want to feel. So I really encourage you, as I was preparing the show, I thought, ooh, that would be such a good resource. So it's just another day, and like all days, it's what you make it. So like all days, Valentine's Day is an opportunity, or it's a misery sentence, or it's somewhere in between. So you can choose to make the day an opportunity in the same way you can choose to make every day an opportunity, and really invest in this day in your life. You can use this day to do something, even something tiny, to move part of your life forward or enjoy or appreciate some part of your life and really take an attitude of gratitude. Okay, so a couple of tips in that one. One is to be really patient with yourself and your feelings, and another is to choose to make this just another day an opportunity, just like every day. So the second truth that we know, but that we sometimes have a hard time making use of, is another thing that people often will sort of grumble in a bitter way, and that's, it's just a big marketing campaign. So like many holidays, Valentine's Day is a huge industry. The gifts, the meals, the flowers, you know, the high-priced restaurant reservations. And instead of getting bitter about that, which it's absolutely true that it's a huge, huge industry, you can take back your power as a consumer and as a spender. And I mean a spender of money, but also a spender of time. So ask yourself, how do I want to spend my money and time today? Or another question is, what would be the most loving way for me to consume or for me to spend my money, for me to invest my time? I'm not telling you to go out there and spend money on Valentine's Day or on anything else. But if you do feel that kind of grumbly refrain in your head of, oh, it's just a big marketing campaign about the marketing aspect of the day, and if you feel knocked down by that rather than empowered, remember that you can show love by spending money in a loving way, or showing love to yourself by not spending money and saving up for yourself for something that you have as a goal. And remember that your time is one of the most precious investments that you can make and one of the most precious gifts you can give. So if you're feeling fed up with the kind of commercial aspect of Valentine's Day, you can remember that you get to decide how you're going to spend your money and your time, and you can think about how you want to do that with love and actually put that into action in a positive way instead of just kind of feeling that frustrated grumble. The third truth is that love starts with you. Now, this is a cliche that has tons of value. Sometimes cliches are cliches for a reason. And really, really, really valuable to love thyself. If it's hard, start small. So if you scroll down in the show description, there's a link to an article called Be Yours, 7 Ways to Love Yourself and Be Your Own Valentine this Valentine's Day. And this article will give you great ways to show yourself love, and some of them don't cost a penny. Most of them are ways that you can show yourself love that are not going to ask you to go out and spend a lot of money on yourself. So there's a link to that article, again, right here on the page where you're listening to the show. And these are tips that are really good for any day of the year. So loving yourself is a great way to start when you're feeling either down in the dumps about not being part of a couple on Valentine's Day, or even if you are in a partnership and you want to take really good care of yourself. The more we love ourselves, the more love we tend to have to give to others. So the fourth truth is that it's normal to want love from someone else too. So the third truth is about loving yourself and how important it is that love starts with you. The fourth tip is that it's normal to want love from somebody else. And no, I don't just mean platonic love. I don't just mean family love. It is normal and okay to want love in the form of a partner. And there's nothing wrong with you for wanting that. It's a really normal human need. It doesn't mean you're needy. It doesn't mean you're not a whole person. It doesn't mean that you're not independent or strong. We do know this truth on some core level. We know that it's normal for us to want a partner, but we get so many messages to the contrary, and a lot of those messages are coming from a well-intentioned place. So a lot of times we have this sort of rah-rah independent message, which has so much value in it, right? You're enough just as you are. You're not incomplete without a partner. It's absolutely true. But sometimes that can translate into feeling shame for wanting a partner, or feeling like there's something wrong or weak about us because we have that longing for a partner. And I can't tell you how many amazing, strong, creative, powerful, brilliant people that I know, both personally and in my work with clients, who feel bad that they want a partner because they're getting this message that there's something wrong with them or that they're needy or that they're not whole enough if they want that. So I want to really make sure to send you the message that if you find yourself sort of, as my mom says, shitting all over yourself, right, I shouldn't need a man, I shouldn't feel a longing for a girlfriend, et cetera, take that pressure off of yourself by just acknowledging that desire and validating it as normal, because it is normal. So that might sound for you, I mean, everybody's different, but it could sound like, yes, I am a strong, independent person, and I would like a partner. And that's normal because I'm a human with a natural desire for connection and partnership. So that's just one example. But don't mix up the love starts with you truth into this place of feeling bad because you want partnership or you want love. So the fifth truth that we all know on some level but that can be hard to remember is that love is all around and it comes in lots of forms. So this is actually kind of a counterpart to the last one where I was saying it's normal to want love from somebody else. And remember, it doesn't have to be an or. In the same way, it doesn't have to be love yourself, love starts with you, and or it's normal to want love from somebody else. It's both. And the same with love is all around and comes in many forms. So it's normal to want a partner, and it can be helpful to look at love and look for love in all the ways that it can show up, not just in the form of a partner. So I was actually just talking to a client about this concept yesterday. If there's any value of any kind, whether it's, you know, love or connection or anything in your life that's not being met, any value that's not being met, ask yourself if you're only looking for it to show up in a certain way and where else you might look. So, for example, if you're not getting any recognition or acknowledgement at work and you're feeling really frustrated about that, first of all, that's completely understandable because if you're working hard and you're not getting any recognition for that, it's absolutely understandable that that would be frustrating. But something you can do about that is to look for where else in your life you are getting or could be getting recognition or acknowledgement so that you're still getting that value met, but you're not dependent on one place for it. So by the same token on our topic of love, if you're feeling lonely and you're on a quest for romantic love, which is completely okay and understandable, on your way there, and especially today if you're feeling kind of bummed out about Valentine's Day, make it your mission to spot love in all its forms, in all its disguises. So love can be in the form of kindness of a stranger, unnecessary smile, somebody who walks by you on the street and decides to give you a bright, friendly smile, a friendly reminder, the nagging of your mother to get that medical worry checked out. I can relate to that one. That one's straight from me. Nagging can often be a form of love. Mom, if you're listening, I'm not saying you're a nag. I'm just thanking you for looking out for me. Love could be in the form of a colleague taking 5 seconds to forward you an article that she thinks you might find useful or interesting. There are so many little ways that love shows up that we might not recognize as love. And if you're feeling like nobody loves me, nobody cares, and you're kind of getting into that pity party mentality, or if you're just starting to feel lonely, it can be a very positive way to shift your energy to just be on the lookout and make it your mission to spot love in all its forms today. So, for example, I live next door to a coffee shop called The Last Drop in Philadelphia, and sometimes on a really busy client day where I don't have a lot of time between meetings, I'll go there for a sandwich so that I can kind of just get out into the world and also eat something nourishing. And something that I notice every time I go into the last drop is that I always see they can be very busy, and I'm sure they deal with all kinds of stuff, but the baristas there are consistently kind, and they usually make what seems to me like a little bit of an extra effort to smile or say something nice as they take my order, as they give me my change. And it's such a little thing, but it makes my busy days much better. And when I remember to notice that and appreciate it and feel that love, it is a form of love to kind of treat your fellow human with friendliness and compassion. It actually really makes a difference in my energy. But if I was just going around looking for it to look a certain way in my life, I might miss it. The step here is to look for love in unusual or less obvious places and ways and see how many places you can spot it today. So just to review some of the things that we've talked about today and some of the truths that we want to put into action about Valentine's Day, one is that it is just another day, and you can choose to make that day an opportunity and invest this day in your life. Another is that it's a big marketing campaign. So the action step there is to ask yourself, how do I want to spend my money and invest my time today? What would be the most loving way for me to either consume or invest today? The third truth is that love starts with you, and love thyself. So remember, if you want to put that into action, scroll down and check out the article, Be Yours, 7 Ways to Love Yourself and Be Your Own Valentine this Valentine's Day. The fourth truth is that it's normal to want love from someone else, and it's normal to want that in the form of a partner. So instead of shitting all over yourself, you can deal with that. The action there is to acknowledge and validate that desire and affirm your own worth. So you can say, yes, I'm a strong person, I'm an independent person with a rich, full life, and I'm really feeling a longing for a partner, and that's normal. The fifth truth is that love is all around, and it comes in many forms. And the action there is to really be looking actively to spot love in the less obvious places in all its forms and see how many places you can spot it today. So we have come to a finish here, and I want to just tell you about a couple of shows coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. Sunday at 9 Eastern Time, we have Mark My Words with Mark Shaw, and his show is going to be Emotional and Spiritual Identity Fest. It's going to be an interview with Coach Jim Phillips, who is the author of Key to Life, Living in Full Self-Expression. We are all victims of identity theft. However, our identity hasn't been stolen by someone else. We have each denied it in ourselves. We live in self-denial of who we truly are. So Mark is going to be interviewing Coach Jim Phillips and really helping you recover your identity and ideally live from knowing who you are. That is, again, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then Tuesday at noon Eastern, we have Fund to Fortune Entrepreneur Success with conversation with people who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. This is a great show if you're kind of going through the startup waters to get some inspiration and some tips and strategies to help you persevere and prosper through that process. Wow, lots of P's there. Then on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne into the 12 relationship mistakes that women make. Leanne Parsons is the Walk Your Talk coach, and her coaching process impacts relationships to provide hope and healing to hidden hurts of individuals within the tapestry of adoption and beyond. And she's going to be speaking with Georgia Schaefer, who is an author of 5 books, a professional speaker, a Christian life coach, and a licensed psychologist in Pennsylvania. And one of her newest books is 12 Relationship Mistakes Women Make and How to Avoid Them. So you're going to be able to hear that on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can usually hear me right here on the Life Coach Radio Network on 2nd and 4th Fridays of the month, almost always at noon Eastern. And if you're interested in connecting with me, I'd love for you to head over to CarrieSpaulding.com. Again, it's CarrieSpaulding.com, and you can get a lot of free tips and tools there. And you can reach out to me at Carrie.Spaulding@gmail.com or connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/the30somethingcoach, and I'm on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. So there's so many ways, in other words, and I'm wishing you all a really wonderful Valentine's Day and hoping that wherever you are, you're finding love in so many forms and sending love out there to all my 30-somethings. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.